stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Yea, saith the Lord, come out of the places that you are in, the places that you know you had not ought to be in.
This is the time, says the Lord, when I will speak unto my church. Like no other time have I spoken, says God. Indeed, have I not told you that in the last days I will pour out my Spirit?
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, the Lord has brought verses to mind from the Psalms for comfort to us all in these times we are headed for. Psalm 119, 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in which I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. These verses are for a comfort in these dark times we are walking through. When the word zombie has become synonymous to the state of the people that surround us, we have become desensitized to the signs of the times, and they are about to follow their false leader right over that cliff he's leading them over. Stand firm, my friends, on that firm rock we have our feet planted on. Keep your eyes on the goal and don't look back where others are headed. Keep these psalms in your heart, my friends. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my dear listening friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth and the Prophecy Power Half Hour? That gets you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you. Amen. This true truth, God-ordained program, is spiritual. And as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Signs only has a few supporters, and I constantly struggle to pay for programming. Will you pray and ask the Lord if he would have you send support? Thank you, and God bless you. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled Worship Not the Beast, Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and the judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, nor in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Watchman comment, my. My dear listening friends, this is one of the most descriptive last days end times verses in the Bible. Hear it, and this watchman carefully. Satan's trap in the end of days will be the world beast system that will deceive many into taking 666, which will determine who belongs to the satanic one world regime. But Christians will instead use Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, which says, press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Revelation chapter 15, verses 2 to 4. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Verse 3, Revelation 15, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Verse 4, Revelation 15, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. My dear friends, do not fear, for fear is the opposite of faith. And if Satan can pollute and destroy your faith, he has you right where he wants you. So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2, 3.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Come out of the wind and the waves, says the Lord. Come out of these things, for they have been instruction to you. So as you come out of them, come out not unto your own understanding, but come out unto my understanding. Am I a man that I should lie? Am I the son of man that I should repent? Hear me, says the Lord, for there still is time for you to come out of the wicked and evil ways. For you to leave the desires of the world behind. Have I not ordained it, that those who come out of it and commit themselves unto me shall be mine for all eternity? So I say unto you, come out before it is too late, says the Lord.
Oh, thou shalt see, saith the Lord, thou shalt see how my name, yea, even shall be lifted. Yea, and I say unto thee, church, even in these last days, if they do not fall on the stone, if they do not fall on the rock Christ, yea, the stone shall fall on them at the end, saith the Lord.
The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand, my friends. Glenn in Virginia and Philip in Ohio have, in the spirit of the Lord, sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. Thank you, our friends. It's looking good that we might get this program covered through February. There's a new name on my list of sponsors for Wednesdays in February. But what was sent only pays for half the cost of one Wednesday program. Will you pray about helping keep the science programs on for the rest of February, and by doing so, help keep Wednesdays from being canceled in March? My. I pray, Lord, you will bless those who help sponsor tonight's program. And please, Lord, I pray, if it is your will, no programs will need to be canceled. Touch those who can send in help soon, Lord. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Now, my friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled Pressing Toward the Godly Mark. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Attention, Signs Radio listeners in Texas. If you know where Sharon and I can purchase a secluded piece of land in Texas for a modest price. Now remember, this is Brother Johnson, a modest price. I don't have a lot of money. Owner finance would be nice. Please contact me with the information heard at the end of this program. Thank you so much, and God bless you, my friends. I hope to hear from somebody soon from Texas. Now, for the news behind the news. Pope Benedict steps down, citing poor health, as the whole world shudders because of Malachi's prophecy of the end of the world. Will the last papal successor be Peter Romanus? One possible candidate a lot of people are talking about is Cardinal Peter Koduo Turkson, president of the Pontifical Council for Jerusalem and Peace. Archbishop Emeritus of Cape Coast, Guyana, was born 11 October 1948, Nasuta, Guyana. He was ordained for the Diocese of Cape Coast on 20 July 1975 and holds a doctorate in sacred scripture from the Pontifical Biblical Institute of Rome. Watchman comment. Malachi's prophecy of the last pope, called Peter Romanus, in which he called the last pope the Black Pope, thought by many that that was a description of darkness instead of the color of the skin. Now, this possible contender to replace the current pope is black, literally, from Guyana, and his actual name is Peter. If he becomes pope, will he take the name of Peter Romanus, meaning Peter the Roman?
Watchman commenting again, "You wonder why I sometimes take longer than others to report some of the news. It is because they jump on the sensationalism of the news, while I instead give myself time to thoroughly research and give you as much truth as I can. Some history and the prophecy of the Catholic Saint Malachy. Saint Malachy lived in the 12th century Ireland and was the Archbishop of Armagh, now a town of 14,000 in Northern Ireland. Attracted to the monastic life, Malachy established the first Cistercian Abbey in Ireland in 1142. He also reformed the Irish Church and aligned it more closely with Rome. However, what Malachy is more known for is the so-called Prophecy of the Popes, which is attributed to him. The prophecy is a list of 112 short phrases that supposedly describe each of the Roman Catholic popes, beginning with Pope Celestine II, elected in 1143, and concluding with the successor of Pope Benedict XVI, or at least that's what they say. This last pope is described in the prophecy as Peter the Roman, whose reign as pope will see the destruction of the city of Rome. The prophecy did not hold much interest among Catholics up until the mid-20th century because it seemed as if it would be a long time before the world would see the election of the last pope. Now, here is the first of three parts of a teaching in audio on Malachy.
There is another seer whose chilling predictions continue to echo down the centuries. He is Saint Malachy, canonized in 1190. Malachy was a reforming Catholic prelate born in Armagh in 1094. On a visit to Rome, he was struck by a vision. Before him appeared a series of Latin phrases identifying the 111 popes who would rule the Catholic Church until the end of time.
He uttered 111 Latin mottos, which are supposed to represent the nature, the name, or destiny, or the coat of arms of every pope until Judgment Day.
Many of the phrases are considered too precise to be the results of chance. John the 23rd, the 107th pope in the prophecy, is referred to as Pastor et Nortam, priest and sailor. Before becoming pope in 1958, he was the Patriarch of Venice. Paul the 6th is Flos Floram, flower among flowers. His coat of arms is a lily among lilies.
John Paul II, who is called De Labor Solis in the prophecies, which means the sun's eclipse, the sun's labor. He is the only pontiff on the list that was born on an eclipse and later entombed during the eclipse.
And the 111th, the final pope in the prophecy?
De Gloria Olivae, from the glory of the olive. That's the current Benedict the 16th.
At the end of the list, Malachy is said to have uttered a final doom-laden phrase, this one unnumbered.
During the final persecution, the seat of the Holy Roman Church will be occupied by Peter the Roman, who will feed the sheep in many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed, and the terrible judge will judge his people. The end.
Is Malachy describing the end of the Catholic Church or the end of the world? Is Peter the Roman the last pope who will follow the current pontiff, Benedict XVI? Some experts consider that since the motto is unnumbered, they are actually one and the same.
Saint Malachy claims that he had a spiritual experience one day, and while in a trance, God showed him all of the popes that would exist from his time until the last pope. Malachy was given a prophecy of 112 popes. And in these 112 popes, there were given signs, little clues as to the identity of each one, all 112.
That audio you just heard will be repeated on this coming Wednesday night's program on WWCR at 7 p.m. Then, next week, on both Saturday and Wednesday, I will air part 2, and the following week, part 3. While many may hold the prophecy of Malachy to be true, my friends, there is a far more authoritative source to tell us what is coming in the end times. That is the original King James Bible. Stay tuned to Science Radio and listen well. Amen and amen. Continuing. Now, will there be two popes? Rome in turmoil over claim Benedict will stay on to advise his successor. While Vatican spokesman gave assurances that the retired pope will never interfere with the appointment or decisions of the new pope, Benedict's brother, Jorge Ratzinger, said that where he's needed, he will make himself available, and added that the next pontiff may ask for advice. It was also revealed that far from retiring to a life of contemplation in a distant monastery, Benedict will live inside the Vatican, which is quite unusual, in a specially prepared apartment block. His presence close to St. Peter's Square poses a threat that the authority of the new pope may be compromised or undermined, and it may lead many to fear that the church's 1.2 billion followers could be exposed to the risk of divided loyalties to two popes. The doubts over how the church will cope with two popes became apparent as Cardinal Peter Turkson of Guyana, who is among the leading contenders to be the first black pope, launched an open campaign for the job to go to a cardinal from the developing world. Is this a done deal? Continuing. You are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Tens of thousands of U.S. kids subjected to needless cancer-causing CT scans pose radiation hazards, specifically an elevated risk for developing cancer in later years. That risk is particularly serious for children. But that doesn't stop doctors from routinely ordering CTs for kids, even for what used to be considered just a typical childhood accident, like falling off a bike or a swing. CT scans involve significant radiation risk, especially for children who are more vulnerable than adults to radiation effects. Principal investigator and lead author of the study, James Holmes, a professor of emergency medicine at UC Davis School of Medicine, has said in a public statement, continuing, "Parents, listen up. It was announced on February 3, 2013, that between 1985 and 2005, researchers took a registry of young patients in Philadelphia and found a staggering increase, 70% in fact, in children under 5 having type 1 diabetes. This is according to the work presented in the Journal of Diabetes Care. Type 1 diabetes, the type in which patients are dependent on insulin use, used to be considered a disease that begins in adolescence, but this new evidence indicates it's showing up in babies and toddlers as well." Watchman comment, "When the researchers were asked why a 70% increase, they responded with they did not know why, but my guess is a possible connection to early vaccinations and the new multiple vaccinations they're giving, where even babies and toddlers are given more than one vaccine type on the same day. Not a good thing to do, as this causes mixed reactions from multiple combinations. The reactions from one shot are bad enough. My, oh my." Continuing. Further proof that tighter gun control laws won't protect school kids. An assault that occurred in Withrow High School proves once again that if a deranged lunatic wants to attack someone, he's going to use any weapon at his disposal, even if it's something as crude and readily available as a simple combination lock. You know, the type they put on lockers? Continuing. The victim of the brutal attack, and it's not funny because this person really got hurt, a 15-year-old girl suffered cuts and bruises all over her face and body, and a teacher who tried to stop the assault ended up with a black eye. No mention is made of how the women were able to enter the school and barge into a classroom, nor is there anything to indicate who owned the lock or whether the combination lock used as a weapon was, now get this, my friends, legally registered. No, that's a joke. Continuing. Administration will spend $1.8 billion to build 20-mile railroad on a 30-mile-wide island. Oh, brother. The Department of Transportation, DOT, announced that $1.55 billion in new federal tax dollars, that's your buckos, folks, will be allocated for the first-ever Hawaiian transit rail system on the island Oahu, which will serve downtown Honolulu at a total federal and state cost of $5.1 billion. Wow. Watchman comment, just more of the Obama wasteful drama. If they cannot drive 20 measly miles, they should be made to walk it. My, oh, my. At a cost of $2 billion to us and another $3 billion to them when they want to cut Social Security to the elderly. My, oh, my. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Pressing Toward the Godly Mark. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs or Cash if you wish to remain anonymous, and then just leave your return address off. Do not forget, though, to pray over it, for then God will get it through to me, no doubt about it. Amen. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S. Post Office Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell Lyle, L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y. Zip 13797. My, oh my, and God bless you, Sharon, and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week. It is always a blessing to hear from you, our friends. Now that devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Pressing Toward the Godly Mark. Philippians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. My dear friends, I pray that if you're otherwise minded, other than godly minded, I pray he does reveal it unto you, and to me, if I get into that predicament. But let me tell you this. When Paul wrote to the Philippian church, he spoke of pressing forward for the prize of the high calling, though he was physically content to be rich or poor. Don't believe it? Check it out. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. However, the apostle was not truly content with his spiritual condition because he was constantly seeking a deeper, more intimate, and fruitful walk with the Lord. Paul had great expectations for his own lifetime, and he accomplished tremendous things. Yet, if he'd known while writing his epistles that they would edify the lives of billions of people in the future for 2,000 years, it may have amazed him just a mite, don't you think? His world was a little smaller back then. Why do we honor God when we ask for great things or expect more from him? Simply because he is great, far greater than we can imagine and that we are, but also because we are made in his image. His greatness is glorified by what he performs through our lives. If we desire great things, it should be because, I said, it should be because we're reflecting his awesome nature. It is in us by nature to seek more and greater things, just as Paul did. We should not be ashamed of it when our motives are pure. I said pure, because our Lord would be glorified all the more in pure motives. Not seeking fame or fortune, but the glory of Yeshua Jesus, crucified and risen, will be a lifetime of pressing forward and accomplishing more than we ever thought we could have. My, or even imagined. My precious, dear listening friends, allow your mind and your heart to think and to dream of great accomplishments for God, for Yahweh. For he himself said through Paul that he is able to do exceeding and abundantly over all that we ask for or think. So let's honor God by seeking the greatest things and then watch him fulfill more than we thought we could have ever imagined. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. My. Get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now are preached all their call in a church service.
Be not weary, but come unto me, that I might give you rest. Are you ashamed, says the Lord? You who will come unto me will have no shame, for I will take shame away from you. Come unto me now, says God. Taste and see, and know that the Lord is good. For the Lord will not give unto you anything that will be harmful. Receive of my word. Take it all in. Eat it heartily. Drink heartily. And know that the Lord is good.
My dear listening friends, support has slowed a mite, and the Science Radio account is falling behind again once more. If you can give, please pray, because this program is listener-supported. That is the only biblical way it can stay on the air. I've explained I can't sell things because God won't let me do it that way. If support does not come in, what I have to do is reduce programs until what I can pay matches the number of programs that I have. And that may happen in March without your loving support. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know I don't do that. I can stop a program and start a program as God wills it. It's up to Him, because He's the one that touches hearts to give and support this program. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night to Frequency 5070. That's 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern, while it is still on the air. That's 5070 Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. Now, here's that address once more to write again, because it is so important right now as the Signs account falls lower and lower. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2 L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 1-3-7-9-7. Now, here are letters sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. From a listener in Virginia and longtime weekly Signs supporter, may God bless you in every way. Just keep praying for me. Brother Johnson answers, my dear brother, I pray for your every need to be met in Jesus' most powerful and precious name. Amen and amen. Another longtime listener and weekly supporter wrote from Virginia, just a few lines to say hello. Keep me and my wife in your prayers. We need your prayers. Brother Johnson answers, my dear friends, I pray for you also that your every need be met in Jesus' most powerful and precious name. Amen and amen. My. I seem to get quite a bit of support from Virginia. How about from some of the rest of the American states? Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder call-in number, slow enough for you to write it down or even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen ready, because here it comes very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being with us here tonight on Signs International Radio, as we reach the whole world by shortwave radio, internet radio, podcasting, and downloads. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Signs listeners are the best, and we truly love to hear from you. Always remember, Signs Radio stays on the air only with your support. You are loved.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.